Running for office, especially a congressional seat, is something candidates can't take lightly. There's the impact on family. Then there's hiring a campaign staff and fundraising to pay salaries and advertising. That's not to mention the campaign trail itself, reaching out to voters. So the reasons are usually a bit more personal or philosophical. Syracuse University social work professor Eric Kingson feels things have to change.
The people of Central New York and the people of our country are being given a raw deal. The economics of our society is benefiting the very well off. It's undermining the dignity of hardworking people. Our politics are out of control. Money in politics is undermining our democracy.
Baldwinsville lawyer Steve Williams shares those sentiments. He says the gap between the wealthy and middle class has widened in the past 15 years.
When I was a young guy, 10 years old, 2/3 of our population was considered middle class. Now less than half our population is considered middle class. That scares me. It scares me for my children. It scares me for my little grandson. And we need to develop policy that's going to change that trend.
Colleen Deacon shares that concern. She relates it to her personal story as a single mother who had to rely on food stamps and WIC to get by until she landed a job in former Mayor Matt Driscoll's office.
It's a perspective that is not represented in Congress. How many members of Congress can actually say they've used the programs that they're voting on? How many members of Congress know what it's like to be unemployed or underemployed? You know, that's why I want to go to Congress and represent this district, because of the experience I had.
Tomorrow on All Things Considered, how the candidates plan to boost Central New York's economy. Scott Willis, WAER News.